السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدن عبدہ ورسولہ. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آج کا مضمون
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضور says before starting the subject of today's sermon, I would like to say something in connection with the previous sermon. One clarification is required, because a lot of people, or rather a large number of people, has understood very well from my sermon, and it is also mentioned in Jamaat literature, and that is the point that with reference to Durood Sharif, that the status of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam and its link, some people have raised the question that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam is included among the all of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the followers, the true followers, because the status of Masih and Mahdi is very high, and the love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he had, and it's also being mentioned from the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the Promised Messiah. This thinking is all right, and no doubt that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the spiritual son of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his own wording, the explanation is to be found. As I was talking with reference to the month of Muharram, therefore the Shia and the Sunni, I just confined myself to their views, and I drew their attention to this point from their point of view, that they, both of them, they should understand with reference to the month of Muharram, that we are Ummat-e-Muslimah. And this statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be kept in mind, that a true believer is he from whose hand and tongue other people are completely safe from all types of harm. So therefore this enmity and hatred against other people and killing other people, instead of doing that, they should establish an atmosphere of love and affection, mutual love and affection. In order to protect the blood of one another, regarding this point, this indication is mentioned, is found in the statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Man kala la ilaha illallah wa kafara bima yubadu bihi min dunillahi haruma maluhu wa damuhu wa hisabuhu alallah." He said that that the one who declares that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and he denied those people who are worshipped besides Allah, then his life and his blood, and his account and accountability will be up to Allah Almighty, whatever he has to treat with that person. So this is the safety and the sanctity of the blood of other people for one another. And the one who declares La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, whether he might have said it under some fear, but the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that if after that, if you shed his blood, then you will be standing in his place and he will be standing in your place then. So this is the safety of the blood of a Muslim which the Holy Prophet ﷺ has mentioned. And if the importance of Kalima and Durood is fully realized by all Muslims, then these things which are happening today, particularly during the month of Muharram, they would never happen. But unfortunately, this is unfortunate for those Muslims that they do not realize this point. And the reports coming in the paper during the last few days, they indicate that whatever I have said with reference to the Muslims with regard to this month of Muharram, the killing of Shia and Sunni one another during the month of Muharram, particularly during the month of Muharram, they have all been come true, whatever I stated. So anyway, these are the actions of those people who have not accepted the Imam of the age, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have not believed in the spiritual son of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about whom the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that when he comes, even if you have to crawl on glaciers of ice, even then you have to go and convey my salam to that person. So this is the status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there are so many other ahadith as well, which indicates clearly the special love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the one who had to come. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the close relationship of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very great. And I mentioned one dream of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that Hazrat Fatima to Zahra, she put his head into her lap on the just like a affectionate son, and all the family of Hazrat Fatima was also present there. So this was an indication that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam is among the members of his all, his family, his followers. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was very seriously ill, it's before the time of his, when he made the claim of his advent, then the prayer he was taught, which was given to him through revelation, Durood was a part of it, and it was asked that you should seek the shifa through this prayer. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. In this revelation, without the reference of Allah, Ali Muhammad is mentioned there. So by mentioning this, actually, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the status of the promised Messiah has been brought very close to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And according to our belief, that the nearest to him among his all is the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and that has been mentioned in it, whether other people believe it or not. But according to us, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, directly in the sight of Allah Almighty, they are member of the all of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, his family, his progeny, spiritual progeny. As I said, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that this status has been given to him because of that extreme devotion and love which he had for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. This status, because of that intense love which he had, which he attained as a result of invoking excessive blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, with this reference, today this is also the responsibility of the members of the Jamaat Ahmadiyya, that when there are conflicts and disputes among Muslim, various sections of Muslims, they should invoke blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and do it intensively. Because we are the believer of that Imam of the age who who was included directly by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam among his all. The personal interest of the Muslims, which we find today, we can see that nowadays when in Palestine the extreme cruel bombardment of Israel upon Palestine, and the Muslims have not raised even effective voices, strong, powerful voices. Whatever they have said, that is very mild and low. And as compared to that, in the West, there are some Christians in the West, some organizations and some individuals, they have spoken out more powerfully. They have commented on and reacted upon what bombardment Israel has been doing it and still doing it upon the Muslims. Their reaction is much more powerful than most of the Muslims. So when, generally speaking, the Muslim countries, they have become without any sentiments and feelings, so then it becomes our responsibility that we should help the Muslims through prayers. So I say it once again, that we should specially focus our attention on prayer. We should take it very seriously. We believe in the promised Messiah, salatu wasalam, and the greatest weapon given to us is the weapon of prayer. And Allah Almighty has mentioned, and it is through this, the victory of Islam and Ahmadiyyat is destined. Allah Almighty enable us to do so. Now, as I said, the second subject of the Friday sermon, which is I have, that I know, everyone knows, that in the first or the second Friday of January, the new year of Waqf-e Jadid is announced, and the mention of the sacrifices done during the last year is mentioned. So in this connection, I will mention certain things. But before presenting the report, what is the responsibility of a mu'min? How one should sacrifice? What is financial sacrifice in the way of Allah? What is our responsibility? I would like to say something about that. In the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty says, in Surah Hadid, Al-Hadid, إِنَّ الْمُصَّدِّقِينَ وَالْمُصَّدِّقَاتِ وَأَقْرَضُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعَفُ لَهُمْ وَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. So certainly those people who give, the men who give sadaqah and the ladies who give sadaqah, and those who out of their earning they gave a karza hasana, a loan to Allah Almighty, their wealth is to be increased and they will be rewarded a very noble reward. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has explained this point in one place, that Allah Almighty is actually not in need of any wealth of you, but He has put it as a responsibility upon Himself that if you spend in the way of Allah, then He would take it as a very noble loan and return it manifold. And this is the expression of Allah's love for His servant, for His people, that despite the fact that he is not in need of any money, he is very rich. And he is not in need of any wealth at all. So, but those people who spend in the way of Allah, Allah Almighty says that this is like a debt upon me and I am going to return it. So he is not like those people who take these loans and then forget to return it. Allah Almighty says that I will definitely pay it back. So this financial contribution and sacrifice, in whatever form it may be, it is something that which is greatly acknowledged and appreciated by Allah Almighty. And nowadays, when the purpose of the propagation of religion, these sacrifices are made, then they are so much recognized and appreciated by Allah Almighty that one cannot really fully comprehend that properly, provided it is purely for the sake of Allah. And in this age, when the people of the world, they are very busy in following the worldly pursuits and desires, those people who sacrifice out of their earning, they are doing it in the way of Allah, for the sake of Allah, they are going to get the best reward from Allah Almighty, and they are going to get the best reward from Allah Almighty. And we see, this is not something which is the story of the past or the happening in the past which we have read in the Holy Quran. We do not have the experience of that. Are these things used to happen in the past? But actually the fact is that in this very age there are many of us who would be witnessing these things, and they have been witnessed in the past. So this is also a great blessing of Allah Almighty. Among those blessings which after joining the community of the Promised Messiah, we have achieved that. And on this point, the Ahmadis, however excessively they may express their gratitude to Allah Almighty, they cannot do so. And this is the good fortune of Ahmadis, that every year, despite some very difficult situations, the examples of the sacrifices of Ahmadis, they are always very glowing and brilliant. And as because of this slump that came and the financial crisis which came, but the Ahmadis did not desist or lagged behind in their sacrifices. They do not think that how can I have my livings, but the most concern is that how should I be making the contributions. And what is the condition of other people? Allah Almighty has mentioned the same in another verse in Surah Hadid. And Allah Almighty has also given the warning that no one should ever be slack in discharging the responsibility towards Allah, whether it is worship, whether it is the financial sacrifices, or any other obligation it may be, which have been imposed upon us. We have to pay attention to that, because the true life is that which is the life to come, the life of the hereafter, which is for the sake of Allah. Allah Almighty says, إِلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. That surely know it very fully well that this life is simply a plaything, and this is just to fulfill the personal desires, which makes one person ignorant of the responsibility of Allah Almighty. And this effort to get increased in the progeny and the wealth, this is like a rain, that when the greenery is there, which is so pleasant to the eyes of the disbelievers, and they are very happy to see that, but then it becomes pale, and then it is broken into pieces, and in the hereafter there is a severe punishment, and also from Allah Almighty there is forgiveness and pleasure. And these amenities of the life, these are simply the means of some deception. So if we look around in the world today, then according to the teachings of Islam, if there is any community truly as a collectively as a Jamaat is contributing for the sake of Allah, that is Jamaat Ahmadiyya, which is spending for the sake of Allah Almighty and offer the sacrifices. The other people, if they are doing it something, then that is negligible. And most of the people, they are following their selfish egos and desires, and many innovations are there and ceremonies are there. They have become rampant among Muslims, and these are simply the means of show off and worldly, these innovations are there. A lot of money is spent for this purpose. And I would like to remind the Jamaat that there are sometimes complaints are there, even about Ahmadis, that after believing in the Imam of this age, if we also do what other people do, and just by looking at the example of other people, we follow the trend of the time, and we forget that purpose, which is actually the purpose of the Bayat of the Promised Messiah, Salatu Islam, then those who are forgetting this objective from among us, they would be counted among those people about whom Allah Almighty has said that they are, this worldly life is simply a plaything and the means of fulfillment of their selfish egos and desires. And this is something which is the noble objective of the creation of mankind, that they are made to forget that. So if after believing in the Imam of the age, we also do not this wealth and the children, and we forget the worship and other sacrifices, then this Ajr-e Kareem, the noble reward which Allah Almighty has mentioned, we will not be qualified to have that. Allah Almighty says that the money you have spent, now you have to see whether this wealth and richness which you are sometimes boasting about, that is it really that for the sake of Allah Almighty you are spending that? If for the sake of Allah, in the way of Allah you spend it, then you will get the Ajr-e Kareem, the noble reward. And if not, then this worldly wealth is something temporary, is not going to stay there for long. It is just like a crop which is green at a time when it is green, lush green, that looks very pleasant to eyes. And by looking at that, the owner of the crop, he has so many hopes at that time. And he is planning to fulfill the desires in future. But when it is ready, and if there is some calamity or some storm is there, then the whole thing goes away. So in this example, Allah Almighty has actually guided the Muslim as well, that they should not follow the worldly things. The result of that could be in the form of disappointment. And it is quite possible that it could be the end result of that is disappointment alone. And the one who forgets Allah Almighty, those who do not remember Allah Almighty, they have forgotten it completely, then Allah Almighty has mentioned the punishment in the hereafter. So the believers are told that your job is that you should be seeking after the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and you should work for that purpose, to achieve that objective. And this is the indication of a true believer. Otherwise, this life, however beautiful it may appear, all the amenities, all the things that we have, however beautiful and attractive they may be, but the end result is deception and failure. And then in the next verse, Allah Almighty says, سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ نَرْزُهَا كَارْزِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِدَّتْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُوتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. That you run fast and try to excel one another in get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and try to get that paradise which is as vast as the heaven and the earth. And those people who believe in Allah Almighty, it is for them. And this is the blessing of Allah Almighty. He gives to those people whomsoever he life and Allah Almighty is of immense grace. So this is actually the duty of the believer, that he should be always in search of the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And as a result of that, try to get that paradise, and he should become the owner of that paradise. As a result of that, as a result of the blessings of Allah Almighty in the hereafter, Allah Almighty has specially made it for those people, for the true believers, who work hard for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and they do everything for that purpose. It is destined for those people. The mu'min, the believer, they get such paradise, which is in the world and also in the hereafter. It is worldly and heavenly. By acting upon the commandments of Allah Almighty, he is pleased to see the descent of blessings of Allah Almighty. And in the life to come, he will also be very pleased. This is the promise of Allah. Scores of letters which I receive, they mention after their financial sacrifices, they do mention that how Allah Almighty gave them the satisfaction after offering these financial sacrifices, and how Allah Almighty blessed them financially, and how they got the full delight of their eyes as a result of these sacrifices. So these are the blessings of paradise which are given to a believer in this life, and a person is able to experience and see these blessings. And then after that, when he sees these blessings of Allah Almighty in this life, then his faith in the blessing to come, in the life to come, is further strengthened. That is why somebody wrote to me, he was a secretary mal of some place, that somebody came to me on 2nd of January, that today the khutbah of Waqf-e Jadid will be coming. So this is my promise, more than what I promised last year. And the very first receipt should be in my name. And this desire is only for this purpose, that as a result of these financial sacrifices, Allah Almighty is going to bless them. Huzur says that this faith, this belief that people have, that Allah Almighty, who is going to give us in the life to come, we cannot even imagine that. After mentioning this point here, that the paradise is as big as the heaven and the earth, that the expansion of the paradise would be as big as the heavens and the earth. That is to say that there is no limit to that. And what is paradise? That is the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Once a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if the Jannat is extended to the whole universe, the whole cosmos, the heaven and the earth, then where is the paradise? Where is the hell? Then he replied that when there is a day, where is a night? So that is to say that the paradise and hell are not two different things. Actually, there are two situations, two different states. And where the people will see the hell, and at the same time, those people who have been doing good, they would be experiencing this state and the joy of paradise. And there are certain pictures today, if you just change the angle or the dimension, then they become different. Similarly, a believer looking at the pleasure of Allah Almighty, while he become the recipient of the blessing and the paradise of Allah Almighty, and the other person, the worldly man, always he looks at the world, and by paying full attention to that one, he is displeasing God Almighty. And in paradise, as I said, there is pleasure of Allah Almighty. And if the pleasure of Allah is obtained, that is actually the paradise of a believer. Allah Almighty enable us always to attain that one, and pay our attention to that. And our worship and our sacrifices should always be such that they are receiving the blessings of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty has mentioned Zalika Fazlullah Ayyutihi Man Yasha. He has drawn our attention to this point that no doubt a paradise is for those people who are recipient of the special blessing of Allah Almighty, and those who believe in Allah and His Messenger. And in this age, they also believe in the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, whose advent was according to the prophecies of Allah. But in order to make this blessing perpetual, they should always keep an eye over their action. And that is also why this prayer is taught, that for the strengthening of your faith and to remain constant in your good deeds. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. That after you have guided us to the right path, do not let our hearts go wrong and twisted. Never ever we should think that we are offering great sacrifices, and the glamour of this life should not be deviating us from the right path. And never ever we should think that there are so many contributions for the Jamaat and this is like a sort of load and penalty upon us. This is actually the blessing of Allah Almighty, that in this age Allah Almighty, by connecting us with the previous people, is enabling us to offer great sacrifices. This great blessing that is upon us, Allah Almighty may keep it all the time and continue to remain with us generation after generation. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in one place that by making contribution, the faith is increased. And this is actually the result of faith and belief. So it is very essential that those thousands upon thousands of people who join the community, and they should pay attention that they should never be negligent of the contribution. Nowadays, by the grace of Allah, the Ahmadis, who are very closely linked with the administration of the Jamaat, they are setting up glorious examples of financial sacrifices. Some people are really surprised to see that. But from among the new converts, they have not yet paid full attention to that level. And they have not been included among the list of the contributors. And the effort has not been made the way it has to be done. And this is, to my mind, this is the weakness of the administration of the Jamaat. If the Jamaat had paid attention to this one, then as a token, they should pay something and they should get into the habit of making contributions. And wherever the effort has been made, there, by the grace of Allah, the result is very good. So as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that by making contribution, one increases in faith. Allah Almighty, these new converts, they get the blessing from Allah Almighty. And when they have responded to the call of Allah and His Messenger, and they have believed in the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, now in order to make it a continuous part of their life, and in order to have increase in their faith, it is very essential to make a contribution along with their worship. Similarly, more and more children should be encouraged to take part in some sort of contribution. And for this purpose, last year I said that in Waqf-e Jadeed, more and more children should be included. Allah Almighty enable the Jamaats and also the parents that in this regard they should be doing their best possible efforts in this regard. Although, as I said, that by the grace of Allah, despite the difficult financial situations, the Jamaat is moving forward towards progress. If one Jamaat has been slack in some respect, then the other Jamaat has fulfilled that deficiency. But if the Jamaats pay more attention, then the figures which are in front of us, they indicate that there is some more improvement can be made, especially so far as the number of those who are participating in it, that number should be increased. And although they may be making a small contribution, but the number, they should be joining it, because we get the objective of the increase in faith through this. So with reference of Waqf-e Jadeed, now I am going to present some figures. last year which passed by, that was 51st year, and now the 52nd year has started. In this year, Huzoor says that the Jamaats all over the world, by the grace of Allah, collectively 3,175,000 pounds have been presented by them, which is more than 750,000 pounds more. Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. And as before, by the grace of Allah, the first position goes to Pakistan, as it was before by the grace of Allah. And those who are making contributions in Chanda, and in Pakistan there are more 10,000 people new who have been added to the Chanda payers. A majority of the people are poor, and their example is mentioned, what is mentioned in Hadith, that once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that one dirham is more than 100,000 dirham. And when asked how is that, he said that a person had 2 dirham, he contributed 1 dirham. And the other one had hundreds of thousands, and out of that he only paid 100,000 dirham. So although he paid more, but so far as the level of the contribution is concerned, that one person who made 1 dirham, that is in. Similarly, majority of the people in Pakistan and Africa, they are very poor, and many of them are such who are very modest living is there, and out of that they are making sacrifices. Sometimes one is surprised that how can afford to make the contributions and also make their livings. Allah Almighty give them the best reward. America is number 2, and although they have increased 256 people more in contributors, but the collection is less, $80,000 less last year. Maybe because of the difference in the currency rate, it might be better. And now the more than 8,000 people are there who have joined in this scheme. Now the in Africa and India and other people, their contributions are spent on the mosques and other projects in various countries. Therefore, these countries in the West, they should try to increase in the level of the contribution, and also the people who are the contributors, their number should also increase. And this, asked everyone, Nasrat and Atfal, they actually did the effort, and it is not the result of the Jamaat efforts. But this is a good thing that by the grace of Allah, that in the future generations, among our children, this spirit of financial sacrifices is there. On the third position, by the grace of Allah, is Britain. And those who are sitting in front of me, this year they have paid 86,000 more than last year. And by the grace of Allah, the number of people who have joined this community is also 1,382 are more, and the total contributors are 14,000, more than 14,000. So mashallah, the Jamaat in Britain is among those which is advancing, and which are advancing rapidly. And this might have increased because of those people who have come from Germany, or maybe because of Nasrat and Atfal. The Canada, which is always has been at fifth position, now they have got to a fourth position. They have got $1.8 million excess than compared with the last year, and more than 12,000 people are the new people who have joined. And their Daftar Atfal in Canada is very active, mashallah, the girls and the boys. Germany has gone to fifth position from the fourth position. although there is an increase of 32,000 euro, but there is 1,300 less contributors as last year. And this is according to their saying, because of the many people who have come, migrated from Germany to UK, but I feel that this is the lack of effort as well. Number six is India, and their collection is 1.7 million rupees. And the people who have joined this one are 116,000. I say to India people that now you should try to stand on your own feet, because the world situation and all the jamaats all over the world, they should try to manage their things there. And the help used to be sent from other countries, but it may be that a time comes when the help from other countries is not possible. Similarly, African countries should also become self-supporting, should try to become. Indonesia is number seven, and the increase is 32,000 in their collection, and 800 is the more people who have joined. Similarly, Belgium, France, and Switzerland are on 8th, 9th and 10th position. And regarding the payment of Chanda, America is number 1, 78.92, and France 2nd, and then Switzerland, Britain, then Belgium. Among the Jamaats in Africa, Nigeria this year, it was first in Tahreek-e-Jadid, and also now by the grace of Allah in Waqf-e-Jadid, they have also attained the second position. And the best thing for them is that last year the Chanda payers were 13,000, and this year they have increased 10,069 people more. And there is total number is 23,000 more, and there is more capacity. Ghana, there are more than 3,000 joined, then Burkina Faso, then Benin, and Sierra Leone is there. In the organization of Waqf-e-Jadid, the people, those people who join this scheme all over the world, that is 537,000 people have joined, and this year 27,000 is the increase. And there are some countries the report is not complete, so this increase cannot be said as the final figure. But as I said earlier on, that I have mentioned about the children, that the number of children participating, that should be increased. And the increase among the children, if every time they try to increase half of that, then the number, total number, can be can increase very much. Although they may be contributing 50 pence, but that would be something very good. And similarly, the new converts, they should also be made to pay this contribution. Maybe a token payment is there. There are other countries where very good increase is there. Middle East communities are there. They are also, mashallah, increasing in their financial sacrifices. There is one Jamaat which is among the first 10 positions. In England, so far as the collection is concerned, the first communities are the first 10: Wooster Park, London Mosque, Sutton, Tooting, New Malden, Inner Park, West Hill, Bethul Futuh, Hounslow North, and Mitchin. In America, the first five positions are Silicon Valley, Los Angeles East, Chicago West, Detroit, and number five is Los Angeles West. In Pakistan, the Chanda of Balighan, the adults, in the first three positions are Lahore, Karachi, and Rabwa, number three. And in district, the first 10 districts are Sialkot, Rawalpindi, Islamabad, Faisalabad, Gujranwala, Sheikhupura. Number 7 is Mirpur Khas, 8 is Multan, 9 Sargodha, and 10 is Gujarat. there the Daftar Atfal is kept separate. So therefore the first position in Atfal is, first position goes to Lahore, second Karachi, and the third is Rabwa. And in Atfal, the district-wise position is, first is Islamabad, then Sialkot, Gujranwala, number four, Sheikhupura, now Rawalpindi, Faisalabad, Mirpur Khas, Sargodha, Narowal, and Gujarat. There are some other Jamaats who have also extraordinary contributions they have made, but they didn't get any position. And the first five Jamaats in Germany are Hamburg, Grossgerau, Mainz, Wiesbaden, and Freiburg, and Frankfurt. In Canada, the Jamaats Calgary Northeast, number one, Calgary Northwest, Richmond, Toronto Central, Durham, Markham, Peace Village South, Edmonton, Peace Village East, Saskatoon. Because they have kept the Atfal system separately, so in Atfal, Calgary North, Northeast, Durham, Peace Village South, Abode of Peace, Calgary Northwest, Toronto Central, Edmonton, Peace Village East, Central Woodbridge. So this is the full list of the financial sacrifices during the last year. May Allah bless all these people in their wealth, in their persons, and also by way of the progress of the Jamaat as a whole. Allah Almighty accept these sacrifices and give excessive fruits and enable them to get to have the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And that should always be the objective. Allah Almighty always enable the people to go on praying for this objective, always. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وَادْعُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ